Explosions have been reported across the Middle East for another night. Israel says it has intercepted several missiles launched from Iran. Meanwhile, Iranian state broadcasters report explosions in the capital, Tehran. In Qatar, authorities have been evacuating residents living near the U.S. embassy in the capital, Doha. Bradley Bowman, from the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, says the United States and Israel may soon achieve key military objectives. He says the two countries are moving toward air dominance over Iran, targeting missile systems, launchers, and military infrastructure. However, analysts warn the situation remains volatile and the conflict could still escalate further. The Cypriot High Commissioner to the UK says many people on the island feel disappointed by Britain's response to recent attacks. An RAF base on Cyprus was struck by a drone on Sunday, with further attempted attacks intercepted on Monday. The base, RAF Akrotiri, is used for British air operations in the Middle East. Downing Street says it has taken significant steps to strengthen defense capabilities in the region. Thousands of British citizens remain stranded in the Middle East as tensions continue. A government-chartered repatriation flight from Oman was scheduled to depart yesterday evening, though further details have not yet been confirmed. According to the UK Foreign Office, around 138,000 people have registered interest in leaving the region. Officials say at least 8 commercial flights are expected to operate from locations including Oman and Dubai in the coming days. Demand for seats remains extremely high. Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood will announce new measures today targeting asylum seekers who break the law or work illegally. Under the proposals, individuals who violate the rules could be removed from government-funded accommodation and lose financial support. Ms. Mahmood says the reforms represent what she calls the Labour case for a stricter asylum system. The Conservative Party says the measures do not go far enough. Meanwhile, the Green Party of England and Wales has criticised the proposals, arguing they echo rhetoric from the far right. Clinical trials suggest a new drug may transform the lives of children with a rare and severe form of epilepsy known as Dravet syndrome. The study, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, found that children as young as 2 could be treated safely with the experimental drug zilvanicin. The condition can cause hundreds of dangerous seizures every day. Doctors say early results are promising, though more research is needed before the treatment can be widely approved. One mother, Lauren Truelove, says the drug has dramatically improved her 8-year-old son Freddie's life. She says he can now go walking, skiing, and enjoy activities the family once believed would never be possible. In football, Manchester United manager Michael Carrick is facing growing pressure after a difficult defeat away to Newcastle United. United lost 2-1 at St. James's Park despite Newcastle playing with 10 men. Carrick described the result as disappointing and says lessons will be learned. However, the manager knows the next 11 days could define his season. Manchester United host Aston Villa at Old Trafford on the 15th of March, a match many see as crucial for the team's momentum. Cloudy tonight with occasional light rain. Temperatures around 7 degrees Celsius, with cooler conditions expected overnight. That's the news from Neckoff Radio. More updates at the top of the hour.
Astuce du jour, simplifiez votre vie avec la règle du « un objet entre, un objet sort ». Le désordre s'installe souvent petit à petit. La règle du « un objet entre, un objet sort » permet de garder un espace équilibré et organisé. Comment l'appliquer ? 1. Chaque fois que vous achetez ou recevez un nouvel objet. 2. Choisissez un objet similaire que vous n'utilisez plus. 3. Donnez-le, recyclez-le ou jetez-le. Pourquoi ça marche? Cette règle empêche l'accumulation et vous oblige à réfléchir à la vraie valeur de ce que vous possédez. Moins d'objets signifie moins de désordre et moins de stress. Astuce bonus, appliquez cette règle aussi au numérique. Pour chaque nouvelle application, supprimez-en une ancienne. Pour en savoir plus, vous pouvez retrouver toutes les astuces dans le livre « Comment savoir bien faire », disponible sur Amazon.